Testing. 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 Korea. Testing. Well, this is Bill again. Here we go. You heard me open the letter, I guess. Unintentionally. I should have had it open. But, it's a letter I got from Kurt. Dated the same day yours is. He told me about Francis being up there and about the weather back there. He said about him stopping for you and taking along up. And he asked me several questions, and he's kind of a bug or what kind of flap he's in, because he wanted to know about Masonic symbols around over here. I guess he probably wants to me to dig up a little something for him so he can tell the good brothers about it. But these people over here are not Christians, they're Shintos or Buddhists, and they have been for years and years, and they're just recently, in the last decade or so, they were probably coming around to it. Well, miracle of all miracles, he sent me a $1 greenback. That is something. I haven't seen one of them for 7 months, I guess, something like that. And he wants me to get some wands, he says, so he can give each boy in his Sunday school class one. Well, his dollar is okay, but I can't spend it. It's no damn good. And I imagine some of the Koreans would be tickled to death to get it, but I'll have to send it back to them, because we can't spend it here at all. We're not even supposed to have it. I turned all my American money in when I got to Japan, and I don't intend to carry any around as souvenirs or pass it along. But I guess I'll have to get him some of this money and fix him up, since he did send a buck. I don't know what else to do with it but send it back to him. And by the way, we had a quick change. I don't know if I don't recall if I told you on the last reel or not. We had a quick change of money over here, real quick like. So we have new money now. It's still MPCs, military payment certificates, but it's a different color, different design, everything else. When they changed, it was damn quick, and according to the papers, they may have caught somebody short, that is, some of the Koreans there. The legitimate people don't have to worry about it at all. When they heard that, when I heard the news, was day before yesterday at 12:30, he says, your money is no good. You better take it and turn it in and get some new money. Why, you can't spend it. It's no good. That's quite a thrill. Of course, I've heard it before. It isn't anything new. And we have continuous directives, and can expect at any time when the powers that be feel the money situation is getting out of hand. My little zinnias are coming up. They're not growing too fast. I don't know whether I expect too much of them or not, but they're not growing too fast. I'm sorry I have to leave them here, and won't see what the amount to, but I don't believe this ground will produce too much. haven't been able to, you can't get any fertilizer to put on them in the ground. There's no doggone good, so I don't believe they'll actually amount to much where I planted them. Now, so much for that, you know, about the orders. I don't know what else to say. Saw that doggone Eddie Cantor movie up there, two reels of it this evening, and I had to leave. There was some good old time songs in that thing. You probably have seen it. I would have liked to have seen that last reel, but I had to get in touch with an officer that's I went to appear before my board tomorrow, so I had to leave. We should give them more time than what we did give them, but I was just able to locate him. And I'm anxious to get the darn thing wound up, and if I gotta leave this place for down south, why, I don't want to leave with anything hanging fire. I can't think of anything else right now. We did have some distinguished visitors in today from Japan, from headquarters, armed forces in the Far East over there. We had a colonel come over, the Far East psychiatrist. He had lunch with the colonel and I, and before he left, I just casually mentioned to him to say hello to old Bosby for me back there. And he says, "Hey, you know that fella?" I says, "Yeah, I know all about him." Says, "I've worked for him several times, and I think I know him pretty well." And we went into about 15 minutes of conversation about old Rollin, and I understand that he feels that Rollin's being groomed for a star, and it shouldn't be too long coming up. I think I've heard that word before, a star for Bosby's. I don't know. He don't like to talk about it, everybody else getting them and him not getting them, but it might be that he's in the mill. Well, I don't know what else to say right now. I presume when you get this you'll have been back home just about a week. I hope you found everything all right, in good order. You haven't mentioned anything about the jalopy yet, whether the car is still running or not. And that just about does it, I guess. You haven't mentioned anything about the lot, whether you left the neighbors dig anything out there, or whether you're digging something yourself. I think I would, if I would be you, I'd try to get, without erasing, I was thinking about getting a small load of crushed stone to put in that hole there back of the garage so you could get the car out without too much trouble. I understand from your letters that when it rains, well, it's pretty hard to get it out. Probably the girls don't know too much about it. Maybe part of the reason, and I know it's a mud hole. Well, I don't know what else to say tonight. We're still over here north of 38th. I got to send Kurt's buck back. I noticed that Ruthie hasn't come through with anything. Ruthie or Kurt hasn't come through with anything for the stone at Mother's grave. At least, according to what I gather from your letters. Well, this reel's going by the board, and I don't have actually anything more to think of that I can say, so I'll say goodnight and wind up for 27 May 1954, north of 38th. Hyangol, Gol, Korea, and sending all my love and kisses. This is your Bill. Good night.